Brad Davison, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Very, very well. Great to be here at Randwick on a beautiful morning, and what a day it's going to be tomorrow. Let's look at these four Group 1s. Let's start with the Inglis Sires, which is race 6 of 10 on the program for the two-year-olds, 1,400 metres. We've got a pretty dominant favourite here in Cylinder. Are you with or against?
Yeah, I'm with him, guys. I think he's very, very hard to beat there in the Sires tomorrow. The Golden Slipper form's always generally the form for the Sires each and every year, and I think this year in particular, he's held the likes of Don Corleone across the line there comfortably, I thought. I think take away a freakish performance from Shinzo on the day in the Slipper, and he's been the most consistent two-year-old for mine this season. So I see no concerns at 1,400 metres. His mum won out to a mile. The way he races up on speed, I think he'll handle the 7 furlongs, no issue whatsoever. And while I've got a healthy respect for the likes of V8 and Brave Me down there in Melbourne, the level of competition that they've been racing against versus Cylinder is just chalk and cheese. It's as simple as that. He's been racing far better class of animal, and I think he'll get the job done. It reminds me a little bit of Microphone a few years back that ran a placing in the Slipper and got the job done in the Sires, and I think this horse might even be a touch better. So Cylinder for me clearly on top in the Sires.
In our multi, Davo, I've put Cafe Millennium in to run top four. Do you think he can?
Yeah, look, he's going to appreciate the extra trip, Loz. I would have liked him to trial a touch better leading in, but we know, on his day, what he did earlier, this preparation was simply scintillating. So he's going to appreciate 1,400 on a big track, and wouldn't surprise me at all to see him run on into the top four for sure.
How are you assessing the TJ Smith Stakes?
It's a great race, yeah. Look, I think you can poke a few holes in a few of them, though. I'm not with Nature Strip. I'm taking the stance that he's below his best now, so I'm happy to take him on. I'm also happy to take on In Secret. I think she's too short in the market. She was dynamic in the new market last time out, but that was a handicap down the straight at Flemington. And I think her best form's away from Randwick at Rose Hill and particularly at Flemington. So for me, I think she's drawn awkwardly, and I just think she's too short in the market. As a result, I'm leaning towards Private Eye. I thought he did enough there first up in the new market with the big weight back on the inside, the wrong place to be on the track. And second up last preparation, he beat All Bar Gear kicking at Tab Everest. He meets him better at the weights this time, and I just thought he was the value in the race. Gear Kick, I think he'll go very close. He's drawn perfectly for him, sort of get to the middle of the track and be hard to hold out. His run was there for all to see first up, and he definitely looks the danger and deserving favourite. But for me, Private Eye on top in the TJ.
Okay, Private Eye, the TJ, which is the first leg of the quaddie. The second leg is the start, Doncaster Miler. One of the better Doncasters I reckon you'll see, Davo. Who are you with?
Yeah, it's a cracking race. Absolute lottery in terms of trying to find the winner. It's very, very hard. I've gone with Communist. Look, he's drawn horribly, but I don't mind the three-year-olds this year. I mean, they get in so light. The lead-ups have been pretty good, and I think a horse like Communist around with Guineas winner, who wasn't far off some pretty good horses last time out as well, I'm happy to lean his way. But I wouldn't talk anyone out of anything in the Doncaster. It is that type of race where I think there's genuinely about 12 different hopes, and you'll be wanting to go wide in the quaddie in that leg, that's for sure.
What do you like in the Derby?
The Derby, I'm with Sharp and Smart, the New Zealand Derby winner. I just think he finds a way, and he started $1.40 in the New Zealand Derby, and look, it was tradesman-like, but I think he had a little bit up his sleeve, and I think we might see that on the weekend. So I think Pericles is the best horse in the race, but I don't think he's a stayer. We saw that in the Derby down south in the spring. I just think 2,000 metres might be his outer limit. So for me, I was happy enough to take him on and be with Sharp and Smart in the Derby tomorrow.
Who do you like before we get your best in the New Haven Park Country Championships final? What a race it's going to be, and a lot of excited connections texting in this morning as well.
Yeah, it should be a great race. Again, I think there's a few in the market that are a little bit too short. I thought the favourite to Brailgar was one I was happy enough to take on. I know he got the job done at 1,400 last time out, but it was a very soft 1,400 metres where they're going to go hard tomorrow, and I think you want a horse that's going to really appreciate even that little bit further. I've gone with the
Aubrey Train, Gallopper, Bianco Villano. I really like the way this horse has been going since they've whacked the blinkers on a few starts ago. I think he draws perfectly to get into the running line and thunder down the middle of the track late in the piece. So I thought he was the one to beat. I thought Tessador Silence was also there as a great hope, but I was against Tabralgar and a few others there that in the market as well. But look, I think Akasawa is a good chance, but for me, Bianco Villano, who I know has been well back, I think it's a horse to beat in the country championships.
What's your best on a tough day?
Yeah, race 6, number 1 Cylinder, guys. I think you'll get the job done. I think the $2.25 on offer as well is generous from the bookies. So I've rated him more like a genuine $2 pop. So I think he's clearly the best of the day there tomorrow, race 6, number 1 Cylinder.
Yeah, tend to agree. Good on you, Dave. Have a great day.
You too, guys. Cheers.